More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, hope for a new day. Are you feeling discouraged? Problems in your life or relationships wearing you out? Let's help you bounce back and break through the barriers that are holding you back at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life, and I'm choking.
That was Greg Popchick, my wonderful husband, who just started to cough as the music
took a sip of water and went down the wrong pipe, and I had to go.
And there you go. And I am Lisa Popchick, and we are thrilled to be with you today on More to Life. Thank you for joining us.
Today's show is titled Hope for a New Day, and if you're feeling discouraged or worn out by problems in your life or relationships, we want to help you bounce back and break through the barriers that are holding you back. The number to call is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, we sometimes face challenges. Are you facing a challenge in your life or your relationships, and it's making you feel frustrated or discouraged or worn down? Is there someone or something that makes you go, ugh, every time you think about having to deal with it or that person? Let us help you find the insights and resources you need to bounce back and break through the life and relationship challenges that are holding you back.
Again, that number is 877-573-7825. We're talking about bouncing back, the topic of resilience. How do we face the challenges we have to encounter in our life or relationships, and then kind of get back up and have the strength, the courage to keep pressing on, to persevere in the power of faith, and find the answers that God has for us to those particular challenges.
And, you know, I know so many people who are going through very difficult challenges in relationships or just in their life in general. And then I know a lot of people are just going through stuff that's sort of always there as the hum in the back of their lives, and it's worn them down. It's making them feel kind of burnt out. They don't really want to think about how to change any of it because it feels kind of helpless. You know, it's just always going to be there, or it's just been there for so long. But whether we're handling the minor things that we think are minor compared to other people's big problems, whether we're handling those and they're draining our strength and wearing us out, or whether there's a huge challenge in your life at the moment, you're thinking you're completely unequal to this, and you're just so discouraged and worn out by it, we are here to help you walk forward in that and break through all that so that you can get the resilience you need. You can begin to bounce back from it. You can find God's hand to hold in the midst of all of it so he can lead you out of whatever chaotic or dark situation that you're feeling oppressed by right now. And maybe it's just because it's Monday. A lot of us just feel the weight of life and our relationships more acutely on a Monday because we think, I'm not going to get a break from this for at least another 5 days. And we need to look at that sometimes and say, why? You know, I do have a friend who loves Monday. She said it's her favorite day of the week because it's a brand new, fresh start. She always reminds me a little of Anne of Green Gables, who was always, you know, tomorrow has no mistakes in it. She's that kind of personality. But most of us look at Mondays and think, oh boy, you know, this feels extra weighty. So whatever's causing it, wherever you are in the midst of it all, if you need some support today, if you want to start moving forward and bouncing back from whatever relationship or life trial you're going through, we are here for you today on More to Life. Just give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, the Theology of the Body was a series of reflections that St. John Paul gave on what it means to be a Christian disciple in the modern world, and how we can begin to discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
And the Theology of the Body reminds us that although the world is fallen, and it certainly is, God is working through us to rebuild his kingdom. That rebuilding starts in our lives and our relationships. We tend to get frustrated when problems, challenges, stressors show up on our radar, and of course, that is completely understandable. But looking at things through the lens of the Theology of the Body, we can see that God is always giving us the grace we need to bounce back in the face of trials and respond in ways that enable us to make a positive difference. Being a Christian witness means doing whatever we can to show the world that God's power is working in us, giving us the ability to make whatever challenge we're facing better, even if it's just in small ways.
Now, it's true that some days that work can seem harder than others. But there are a few tips we can draw from the Theology of the Body to persevere, even when we start to doubt ourselves or feel worn down. First, we need to keep our eyes not on what's in front of us, but rather on how God wants to work through us to make that situation into what he wants it to be. Second, we need to remember that it isn't all up to us. We need to keep bringing that situation back to God and asking him to help us discern the next small step. Third, we need to lean into virtue, those spiritual strengths that God wants to give us, for example, by asking prayerfully, Lord, what are those strengths or virtues we need to apply this situation to glorify you in my response? And fourth, we need to look at any failure we experience not as a closed door, but as feedback that we then bring back to prayer and leads us back through those steps until we find the solution. You know, if we can work through that process, we can fulfill the promise that St. Paul makes to us in Romans 8:28, that to those who love God, all things will work to the good. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on, but let us help you bounce back in the face of the trials, struggles, and tribulations that you're encountering in your life or relationships. 877-573-7825. If you're facing a difficulty or, you know, a persistent problem in your life or relationships that's just wearing you out, it doesn't have to even be a big thing. It could be that discipline problem you keep facing with your kids, or that argument you keep having over and over again with your spouse or your family member or your friend. That situation that just makes you kind of go, ugh, every time you think about having to deal with it. Well, we are here to help you break through and bounce back so that you can start living the life God has for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you sometimes feeling burned out and frustrated and worn down and discouraged in the face of the challenges and struggles we encounter every day. Whether those challenges are small ones or big ones, we often run out of energy and often struggle to feel hopeful and confident in the face of those difficulties. But we know, Lord, that through your grace, we have the power to be, as St. Paul said, more than overcomers. And so we ask you right now for the grace to bounce back and break through the barriers that are holding us back from the life that you would have us live, the joyful, effective, abundant life that you are calling us to. We give you those challenges with those difficult people and problematic situations that we face, and we ask you to give us the wisdom to know how to respond and the perseverance to keep responding in ways that allow us to make a positive difference in the lives of those we are involved with and the problems that we're having to deal with, so that in everything we do, we are building your kingdom and cooperating with your grace, that your will would be done in our lives. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Hope for a New Day. And if you're feeling a little worn down or discouraged by the problems that you're facing in your life or relationships, we want to help you bounce back and break through with the solutions that you are seeking so that you can experience the power of God in every part of your life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jose, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Good morning, Jose. What can we do for you?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all, and good morning.
Good morning.
So, I have a hard time dealing with my ex-wife, and I'm not sure what to do, to be honest with you. A lot of times
When you say dealing with her, what does that mean, Jose? How can we help you there?
Well, so, I think sometimes I want more from her than I should be asking for, maybe to attend church with the kids, to spend more time with the kids, with us, to do different things and so forth.
So I'm sorry. Do you have custody of the kids, or she does, or when you say to spend more time?
It was 50-50, but within the last 6 months or so, I pretty much just said, hey, you know what? Whatever the kids want to do, two of them are already teenagers. One is 9, but I basically said, hey, wherever the kids are happiest, wherever they want to be, there's no more, at least on my end, no more permissions or anything. You know, I just want them to be happy.
You mean you're withdrawing from their lives?
No, not at all, not at all. Just basically saying I want the kids to be where they want to be.
I understand that, but what does that mean? They want to be with mom more or you more? Like, I don't understand what that means.
Oh, okay. Well, my daughters decided they wanted to live with me. My son is 9, and it's kind of back and forth. Probably a little bit more with mom. At the beginning of our separation, they were mainly with me. And
okay.
They pretty much have stayed with me throughout the whole relationship.
So, all right, so I understand that. So now it said that you were telling our screener that you were wondering how to get over your ex-wife. Is that the question, or are you talking more about how do you...
Yeah, that is the question more than anything. I mean, to be honest with you, I still love my ex-wife. I realized that in the marriage I wasn't a good husband. And it wasn't until maybe a few months ago where, honestly, I felt like I went through an epiphany where I could see my mistakes, not just during the marriage, but even after the separation. And this is something that I did discuss with her because I was blaming her when in reality it was all me, mostly me. I mean.
And so, Jose, let me ask you, have you gotten any kind of professional help along the way here as you try to figure out?
I have not.
Okay. Well, all right.
I have not. I mean, I have talked to my priest at church about it. I've talked to friends about it.
And have you guys looked at the idea of an annulment or any of those sorts of where do you stand with all of that?
Well, we were never married through the church. It was a civil marriage. So there was a divorce once again. I think in the end, you know, it was just I wasn't living the life I was supposed to be living. I wasn't godly. Into my faith. It wasn't until after the separation where I turned to God and Jesus and said, hey, help me out here.
Last question then. So with regard to kind of where your wife's at, I mean, do you have a cordial relationship with her? Is it strained? I mean, kind of how would you describe your relationship with your ex?
You know, for the most part, it's a good relationship. Every now and then it does get strained, and I think it's mainly because of me. Once again, maybe wanting more than what she wants to give, you know.
Is she in another relationship?
I'm sorry?
I said, is she in another relationship at this point, or what?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, so a couple of things here, Jose. You know, it's natural to be conflicted about a relationship like this. You have children together. You're always going to be in relationship with each other as long as you have kids, which is going to be forever, right?
And so. I will clearly state that both science and scripture tells us that when we have had sexual relations with another person, and that means once, but it certainly means when you've built a life together that way and created children that way, we become one with that person, not just spiritually. Our brains actually think that person is part of our own body. So when we break up with somebody, even if we haven't been married to them but have engaged in that behavior, and you created a whole life with her, it's like we've got a broken bone. It's that kind of pain that registers. So the fact that you're saying, well, 5 years and I'm still feeling like I want to be with her, everything about your mind and your spirit is saying, this person is part of me. Of course I want to be with her.
So the question, though, is figuring out, you know, how can you be around each other in ways that are good for both of you and for your children? And that's why I raised the question about if you're seeking any kind of professional guidance, because that's a really complicated question, and it's really hard, you know, to sort that out. I mean, so you've got, you know, certain questions you have about, you know, realizing, you know, that you weren't the husband that you wish you could have been. You've got questions about, you know, how you guys can be involved in each other's lives. You've got questions about, you know, the kids, you know, so she can't, you know, I mean, she can't feel awesome about her, about your daughter wanting to, you know, not live with her anymore. Right. And, you know, you are struggling to figure out, you know, how can you be involved in the kids' lives in a way that's appropriate? I think at the very least, I would love it if you would initiate some family counseling for you and the kids and invite her to participate, not necessarily with the eye toward reconciling, but with an eye toward trying to figure out how you can be a family in the face of the very real struggles that you're encountering. How do you, you know, creating a forum where you can all be together and talk things out, you know, and really try to work toward an arrangement that works for everybody instead of just sort of trying to, you know, kind of stumble through this on your own. Working with a good, faithful marriage and family therapist would really help. Even if your wife didn't want to, or ex didn't want to join you, you know, would help you and create a space for you and the kids to start working some of this out and to invite her to be part of those conversations in a safe way. And that would help you guys evaluate what kind of relationship you're going to have moving forward. It's not a question of whether you'll have one or not. It's a question of what kind of relationship you're going to have moving forward. And even investigate the possibility of reconciling and rebuilding the relationship in a godly way this time, if that's even possible.
The other thing that I have to add on here, Jose, is that you need to be very specific with your ex-wife and your children, most importantly, about what this new expression of your relationship with the kids is. You need to be clear in a meeting with all of them. This is why I'm choosing to lighten up on our regularly scheduled custody arrangement, because I'll tell you this, your daughters are choosing to be with you more. The 9-year-old son is choosing mom in some ways, but it's just choosing the schedule that was given to him. And if you suddenly are kind of lax in your time with him in any way, if he perceives it that way, he's going to be confused, he's going to feel insecure, and he won't feel secure in his relationship with you.
Yeah, you can't let the kids decide this. This is something, you know, and if the kids don't want to be with one parent or the other, what that means is that there are issues with that parent that need to be worked out. It doesn't mean that that parent should step back at all. Right. And so that's another reason why I'm suggesting the family therapy issue. This isn't a matter of even sitting down and explaining why you're stepping back. This is a matter of saying, realizing that if your kids don't want to be as much with you, then there's a problem there that needs to be addressed.
Or your ex-wife. And the confusion that's going to be caused there is going to come back and be a real problem for you and your kids later on.
Which is another reason why I really want you to contact a good, faithful marriage and family therapist in your area, or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. To start working on that, even if your ex-wife won't join you, you know, start with the kids, you know, and start talking through how can y'all create a safe space where you can have these conversations and really work out the nature of the relationship you're going to have moving forward and how you can all, you know, talk about what you need from each other and know that you're responding to those needs well. Because right now you're just all stumbling through, and your default is, you know, you're thinking you're being generous by saying, I just want the kids to be happy.
You're being nice, you think you're being generous.
What that means is you're giving the kids too much power, and it's just going to come back to bite you all.
And your son, being 9 and not being with you as much, he is going to question your commitment to him. There's no two ways about it. He really will, and it will end up being a problem because his story in his mind is not going to be what you think it is.
But just forcing him to be with you or forcing your daughter to be with her mom isn't going to solve the problem either. You all need a space where you can have those conversations and work through those issues that are making the relationships harder to manage. All right, Jose, so that's going to be really important moving forward. The best thing you can do for your kids and for this whole relationship is to make some time to get that professional marriage and family support. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about bouncing back and how do you persevere in the face of those big or small challenges that you know, you're encountering that wear you down. You know, those parenting things that just make you feel, oh, I can't believe I have to deal with this kid again. You know, those marriage conflicts that you just keep having over and over again. And again, whether they're big or small, you're just tired of them. How do you find the strength to persevere and to break through and find the solutions that you're seeking? We're here to help you with all those challenging life or relationship problems that are wearing you down. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores-Popchak, who is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He'll be sharing some additional insights on how we can find hope and strength in the face of the problems that we all encounter every single day. Stick around. More to Life will continue right after the break.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Now is a great time to learn about CMF Curo as a pro-life Catholic healthcare option for your family. You can join anytime throughout the year. Plus, you'll experience an authentic Catholic community that cares about your health, spirit, mind, and body. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO, or visit mycatholichealthcare.com to learn more about CMF Curo.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Garendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about resilience and the power to bounce back and break through the challenges that you're facing that are holding you back. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He's a Theology of the Body expert, pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, and co-host with Father Gabriel Toretta of the Catholic Creatives podcast, Created Things. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we're talking about bouncing back and finding the courage to keep on going when we're feeling a little worn down by the challenges in our life or relationships. Where do you recommend people start?
Well, the very first thing you should always do is look back at other times that you have persevered successfully in your life and try to recreate that success. When we're kind of in the internal storm, in the midst of that fog, it can be very difficult to look outside of that immediate moment, that immediate stress, but it is so helpful to just look back at what has worked in the past even if it is with a completely different subject or type of issue. When have I succeeded in persevering before? What's helped me to stick it out?
Well, because even if the situation's different, you're the same. And well, the things that you did to be successful could probably work here, at least in some way, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're at least going to serve as a decent starting point for getting you what you need to make it through till tomorrow. In that vein, I think taking just any small step is really helpful in terms of breaking down that sort of lockdown that we often tend to experience, right? One of the major things that contributes to us not knowing how to persevere is this feeling that says, oh my gosh, I've got to get the whole thing done right now. The entire goal has got to be accomplished yesterday. But if I can just take one tiny little, as I often say to my clients, easy, concrete, and observable step towards the goal, it can help me reduce that sense of lockdown just a little bit.
You know, Annie, I find that even if I can't figure out what thing to do to work on the goal to improve the situation, if I do something to make myself feel healthier, then that puts my brain in a place where it can find solutions too. So either way, if I can find one small thing to do to affect a positive difference in the situation or myself, that's still a healthy thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of a final step that I would often recommend is to try and reconnect, you know, on that, in that vein of what you just said, reconnect with why it is worth persevering. If you're persevering, for instance, in a professional goal, what is it that made you start off with this? If you're persevering with a person, reconnect with them on what it is that you love about them that makes you want to sit with this. Reminding yourself why it's worth it will often get you through as well.
Great tips from Jacob Flores Popcheck. If you'd like to learn more about his work, you can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. And don't forget to tune in to his podcast, Created Things, that he co-hosts with Father Gabriel Toretta. And we'll be taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about persevering in the face of the big and small challenges you encounter every day.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I want to welcome you, if you're not familiar, with the wonderful world of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What will America become if it makes it impossible for the Holy Spirit to work here because of untruth and self-indulgence and paganism? This is not just a nice discussion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to discuss what happens when people make it impossible to be prudent, just, or honest, or brave, or courageous, or reverent. When people make that impossible, what a terrible thing they do not only to themselves, but to our society.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Do you know what your diocese, what your church, what your parish is doing to help families in need, women who feel they're in a desperate situation and for whatever reason, God forbid, may consider abortion? This is not difficult. The information is out there. We have to become more aware, and we have to be willing to not only know about what's available, but to do something about the issues. It's not just up to, quote unquote, the church. We're all part of the church. And we're all called to put our faith into action, or else we will be guilty of having a dead faith, as St. James reminds us. So first things, be aware, and then be willing to do something.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
This is Dr. Greg Popcheck. In a recent study, psychologists studied a virtue long held dear by the Catholic faith, humility. Humility isn't about negative feelings toward yourself. Rather, the study found that humility is comprised of traits such as sincerity, honesty, and thoughtfulness. But a second group of traits revealed something more about humility, that humble people are curious, bright, logical, and aware. Humble people spend time learning from other people. And isn't that what the church has been teaching all along? that we require community to humbly arrive at holiness. Pride is an obsession with defining one's own path to fulfillment, hoarding one's gifts, and refusing to be open to learning from the experience of others. Humility, then, is the awareness that abundance can only be pursued by cooperating with others, sharing what one has with others, and learning from the experience of others. For more about developing healthy, virtuous habits that benefit your family and community, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show today is titled Hope for a New Day. What we're really talking about is bouncing back. You know, how do we find the energy to keep hanging in there with those persistent issues we're struggling with in our life or relationships, whether that's a parenting problem that you're feeling worn down by because you just can't believe you have to tell your kid that one more time, or it's a marriage conflict that you're facing over and over again, or some personal struggle that you're encountering. Whatever the situation is in your life or relationships that's getting you down, we want to help you bounce back and break through the barriers that are holding you back. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Teresa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can. And it sounds like you were talking to our screener about a job decision that you're trying to face.
Yes. I am a nurse, okay. And I've been a nurse for 27 years. I recently left 20 years in the hospice area. I basically burned out and had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I'm seeing a therapist. Excuse me, I'm just going to keep talking even though I'm crying.
That's absolutely fine and absolutely understandable. It's perfectly fine.
So I'm glad you're working with somebody. That's important.
And I'm on medication.
Okay.
An antidepressant. So I'm fighting my way back, and I'm ready to go back to work.
Okay.
I need some meaning in my life and purpose, and I need to go back to work.
Okay.
I have a husband, and I have a 16-year-old daughter who I absolutely adore.
Okay.
And I want to spend as much time with her as I can before she goes off to college.
Sure, I understand that.
And she'll be in high school this year. Mm-hmm. And regarding the job, I have an offer at a nursing facility close to my home. It does require working weekends and some holidays. And I struggle with that. And I've just been applying to so many places. I've put out hundreds of resumes this summer. The other offers, I haven't even really had any other offers. It's just been interviews and just taken forever to get back to me.
Teresa, let me ask you a question. I mean, my understanding was that the nursing field was pretty open right now. Is that not the case?
It is open. It is open, yes.
So what do you think the issue is in finding another position?
The issue is I want to enjoy what I do.
Sure.
And because that's important. But I want to have that family life balance and not spiral back into the way I was before. Because when I worked in a hospice, I was working endless hours and just got completely burned out.
Right. But I guess what I'm asking is, do you feel like you're struggling in the interviews? Like you're struggling now to describe kind of where you're at. And is that part of the reason that you're not getting the offers that you're looking for?
I'm not struggling during the interviews, actually.
Okay. Okay. So the question you're asking us, though, is needing to find clarity with the decision, with whatever decision you make, whatever that happens to be. Is that ultimately what you're asking us?
Yes, it is. And we do need the money. You know, I've been without my income for a few months, and, you know, I really do need to get back to work.
Sure. And have you, when you,
by making decisions.
I bet, after what you've been through, I'm sure. Now, when you're applying, are you trying to center your applications towards things where you would have more time with your daughter? For instance, positions as a school nurse, so you're only gone during school hours, or with a family practice where, you know, I know our doctor works very set hours, so he does not work weekends. Have you tried looking in that direction?
Yes, that has been my main focus, actually.
Good, good.
Great, good for you.
I applied at a high school in town, that school my daughter works at. I have many, many excellent references. I did not get that job. I have applied it up with other schools as well as doctor's offices. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, the job search is what it is. It's, you know, it's, that's going to take some time. But you're at, what you're asking really is, how do you have the confidence in whatever decision that you make? One question I want to ask you on that is, are you, your husband, and your daughter praying together about all this?
No, my husband, we talk, but we're not praying. My daughter and I do, but my husband, no.
And when you say no, he will. Are you saying that he won't, or that he just hasn't?
Oh, he will. He just hasn't. I have not invited him to pray with me.
Okay, so here's why I want you to do this, and here's how I want you to do this. Okay. And we talk about this more in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, if you want to go a little bit deeper than the suggestions that I have here. And you know, when we talk about you know, praying about that, most people kind of, you know, internally roll their eyes about that idea because, oh, well, yeah, yes, of course, we should pray about it, but how's that going to help me make a decision? All right, so it's all about how you pray about it, okay? So when you pray about this, when you're with your husband and with your daughter, you know, I want you to talk out loud to God as if he was right there in the room, and as if he was the person who knew you all best and loved you all most, because guess what? He is. And as you're all talking out loud to God, okay, Lord, you know, this is how I'm feeling about this decision today. I really want to be able to find a position that allows me to be present to my daughter. You know, we don't have a lot of time left here before she goes to college, and I'm going to miss her. At the same time, we have all these financial burdens, and I really need to get back to work, and I don't know where to look, and I don't know what to do, and I'm really torn inside, and I'm just not sure what. And then your daughter, you know, says what she says. You know, Lord, you know, help my mom with this, and, you know, I'm concerned about this, or I'm, you know, thinking about that, or whatever. And your husband, you know, same thing. You're talking to God out loud in the presence of each other as if he was right there in the room, because he is. And as you're praying about that, okay, what happens is you're listening to each other talk to God. And the Holy Spirit is opening up your ears and your mind to hear each other and listen to each other and generate ideas and look for new directions that you hadn't considered before and raising certain questions or concerns. It gives you fodder for other conversations and ways to look. Now, if you want to follow that up with, you know, a rosary or a chaplet or any other formal prayers that help you focus on just quieting your mind and listening to God and really kind of putting yourself in his presence, that's a wonderful next step. But I want you to do that as the next step, because otherwise what ends up happening is we sort of just accidentally end up saying words at God without really bringing our heart to him. So I want you to bring your heart to him first in that kind of conversational way, and then I want you to do that more contemplative approach to prayer together so that you can really start to listen to what he might be saying to you. And then I want you to follow that up, step three, with a conversation about, what did you hear when we were all praying together? You know, when you were listening to me talk, when we were listening to each other talk, what did you feel in your heart? What was going through your mind? You know, what ideas came into your head? Because that's how you start to hear what the Holy Spirit is nudging you toward, okay? And that's how you start to have more confidence in it, because you're all praying together and talking together and you're in it together. So whatever decision you make, you know that you've done it with God's grace and with each other's counsel. And so you can feel good about the decisions that you made because, you know, you're all in it with each other. And in those days when you're feeling doubtful, you can go back to each other and say, you know, I'm just having a hard day. I'm struggling with this. And your husband and your daughter can say, well, remember, honey, we talked about this and when we prayed about that and we came to this together because of A, B, and C. And you walk each other through that so that you can still feel confident in that whole process. Without that support from God and from each other, you always feel like the sand is shifting underneath you a little bit, right? And so that's why, you know, my advice to you here about discerning the next steps really starts with praying differently than perhaps you have as a whole family about this decision. The other thing that I want you to be looking at, and we talk about this in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, is when you're trying to discern anything, you want to be praying about this in light of what decision allows me the greatest opportunity to pursue meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. Okay, those are the three qualities that an abundant life rests on. Meaningfulness refers to using your gifts and talents in a way that enables you to make a positive difference in some big or small way. Intimacy means whatever decision really allows me to make my relationships healthier and take my relationships deeper and make them stronger. And virtue has to do with helping me be a stronger person, challenging me in a way that's positive and helps me grow, you know, stretches me in ways that I can be proud of, right? So whenever I'm leading a life that enables me to use my gifts to make a positive difference, then I feel like my life is meaningful. When I'm making choices that help me, you know, take my relationships to a healthier level, then I feel like my life is intimate and rewarding. And when I feel like I'm making choices that stretch me in good ways, I'm leading a virtuous life, right? So meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, that's what you want to keep taking to prayer. The options that come to you, you know, which of those options do you prayerfully believe as a family would help you all pursue a more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous personal and family life? So those two things together, praying together as a family the way I described, praying in the light of the options that would help you pursue a more meaningful, intimate, and virtuous path. Again, the two resources that will help you go deeper with this, I think you can run with the suggestions we made on the call, but if you did want to look into this more, you could check out Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, and also The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about discerning, especially when we feel like we, you know, aren't sure what to do or when things didn't work out the way we thought they would and we're trying to put things back together again. So that's The Life God Wants You to Have. Both of those books are available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Teresa, I want to thank you so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the program or through CatholicCounselors.com. And today on More to Life, Hope for a New Day, we're talking about how do you face those persistent challenges in your life or relationships, whether they're big or small, and feel strong, hopeful, confident that, you know, even though the problem isn't going away, I have what it takes through God's grace to make a positive difference, a little positive difference every day, and kind of take a little bite out of this every single day. Every time this irritating person comes, I'm doing something that makes me feel good about myself and is making a positive difference here. Every time that problem comes up, I'm doing something small to make a step in the right direction. How do we find that strength, and what are those steps? Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
We know that all things work for the good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose.
And this is this is an oldie but goodie. We all have heard this verse, but I think we struggle sometimes to know what it means. Right, because
it can sound like people are placating us when they quote it to us, and just like, oh, it'll be fine. Just leave me alone. I don't really want to hear about your problems. It'll be fine. It'll work out for the good. And then that just feels like, you know, we're being smacked in the face by God.
Right, right.
Not being through them, and it's just awful.
This is not St. Paul patting us on the head when we're going through tough times. Okay, this is not St. Paul saying, it'll be fine. Stop worrying so much. All things work to the good for those who love God. That's not what this verse means. All right. What it means is, the second part of this verse is the key to the whole thing, who are called according to His purpose. This goes back to what I was just sharing with our previous caller, okay? You know, when we're going through something difficult, it's not enough to just sort of sit around and wait for things to work out. We have to really be discerning what God is calling to us, God is calling us to in His purpose. And how do we do that? Well, we ask, okay, Lord, of these options, You know, what's going to lead me to the most meaningful, intimate, and virtuous path so that I can create a more abundant life through your grace here? That is his purpose. And as I approach the problems and challenges and difficulties and decisions I have to make with that prism in mind, with that focus in mind of working toward meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, I am responding to that problem or challenge or decision in a manner that allows me to participate in his call and to serve his purpose. And that enables me to take even the worst situation and make some good come out of it through God's grace, to pursue the next positive step, to see what positive difference I can make through his grace. And that helps me to see God working through this situation. St. Paul isn't just saying, oh, you know, wait and God will work it out. He's saying, be active in discerning the next positive step you can take so that you can be called according to his purpose.
Yeah, because he has a purpose for each and every one of us. And if we're in a situation, there is purpose in what we do in that situation with his help, with his guidance. And so we can know that he will work all of it one step at a time for our good.
So, you know, if you feel a little worn down today, as the week gets started here especially, you know, if you are struggling in that parenting situation where you just, you know, I have to deal with this discipline issue again, I have to talk to the kid about this, if you're dealing with that marital conflict that you're tired of talking about but has to be dealt with, if you're struggling with a situation with an elderly parent, a friend, extended family member, or even just dealing with something in your personal life that you're just not sure how to break through and it's wearing you down, let us help you get to that place where you can find the steps that will enable you to make a positive difference and see God working for your good in that challenging situation or relationship. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions right after the break.
This program brought to you in part by the nonprofit Angelicum Academy.
This is Father Joseph Essio. I have an important message for all you homeschooling families. You can get an outstanding and fully accredited Catholic college education and save $100,000. To learn how, go to angelicum.net. That's angelicum.net. Earn 75 college credits and an associate's degree in high school for just $3,500 a year. And earn your BA degree just 1 year later at age 19. Check this out at angelicum.net.
Can our society return to sanity? No, not without widespread spiritual revival. I don't see how it can happen. As Richard Weaver said in the classic, Ideas Have Consequences, nothing can be done until we have decided whether we are primarily interested in truth. And that's a capital T. Not my truth, not your truth, but the truth we share of an objective moral universe. And that's where we have to stand firm and insist with all grace and with all love that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he did teach that the truth is good and will set us free. But there's no freedom until we re-embrace some shared understanding of the truth.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at charitymobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show is titled Hope for a New Day. As we talk about how do we get past the discouragement and frustration we feel when a persistent problem or person has worn us down, how do we find the next positive step we can take to make a difference and discover God's plan? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Mike, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Florida.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Just
to be brief, my question is, father of four kids, and I've reached a place in my marriage where my wife is not willing to forgive past things that I may have done and have done to upset her. I've apologized.
Like what, Mike?
Reparation.
Like what, Mike?
And you know, coming up short on rides, places, unreliability, things of that nature. That's kind of the biggest grievance.
In general, not following through on things you say you're going to do, basically.
Correct. Kind of being overloaded with a big family and. Okay. You know, for my part, but I'm trying to,
okay.
You know, she's saying I'm in a hole I can't dig out of, so to speak. So the forgiveness opportunity just isn't there and hasn't been for a very, very long time.
Okay.
And she's just saying she's just paying for the kids.
But she is staying, so that is a positive thing.
So, Mike, when somebody takes that position, now that's not a healthy grown-up position to take, I'll grant you that. But what it usually means is, I feel like I need to hold your feet to the fire, because if I forgive you, then everything is going to go back to the way it was. Again, not a healthy way to do it, not an appropriate response to make, but that, I think, is usually the intention behind that kind of behavior. Have you acknowledged that to her, that she's afraid that if she forgives you, that it's all going to go back to the way it was?
I think that's something that I need to put into words, as you say, and... I've been trying to perform better, so to speak, in order to gain reparation and hopefully some trust.
Yeah, the problem with that, and good for you. I mean, that really, you should be taking some efforts on your own. But the problem with that is there's this parent-child dynamic that's been created in your relationship now, yeah. Right? Where your wife is sort of the mom and circus master holding the hoop that you have to jump through to prove to her that you are trustworthy now. And even though you do have things you should be doing to prove that you are trustworthy, the dynamic is unhealthy. You guys need to be working on it together more.
Yeah, you're both going to end up resenting each other. I mean, no human being, no adult human being wants to be in that child position, and certainly no man does. And you need to develop that working together in order to feel like a couple, like a team again, saying, this is the issue, but we're going to work out this together and come up with a structure so it doesn't happen anymore.
So step one is you need to acknowledge to her that you understand that she's struggling to forgive you because you think, I mean, again, you could say, I don't know for sure, but my sense is that you're afraid that if you say, okay, Mike, I forgive you, that everything's going to go back to the way it was and I'm not going to try anymore. Now, you can say whether that's true or not, I'm not going to push you to forgive me. I want to work with you to earn that forgiveness and show you can trust me. To that end, number two, I want to talk a little bit every day about what are some things that you might need from me today to help you make your life a little easier or more pleasant. And I want you that's something that I encourage Lisa and I encourage every couple to do, right? You know, to start the day by asking, what's something small that I could do to make your life a little easier or more pleasant today? And a lot of times, you know, the answer is I don't know, but you can pray for each other, or you can, you know, but then it gets you thinking. Right. So even if you don't get specific answers, you're thinking in that direction from the very first moment you open your eyes, and you're doing those little things that are showing the other person that I'm thinking about you all day long and I've got your back. And, you know, there's a lot of research that shows that happy couples maintain a 20-to-1 positive to negative ratio when they're not in conflict, where they're taking care of each other. Right. So they're doing things, you know, 20 times more than they feel, you know, let down or disappointed or frustrated with each other to take care of each other. And that's what enables spouses to give each other the benefit of the doubt, because if 48 times out of 50, I know you got my back, those other two times where you drop the ball, I'm willing to let it go. right? Because not a whole lot of worry about that. I see how hard you're working for me. So I'd like, you know, you guys to be having that conversation every day. And even if she doesn't, you know, tell, even if she won't give you anything that she's going to do to make your life easier or more pleasant, you can ask her that question. And even if she doesn't tell you, because she says, I don't know, because she's afraid to tell you, because, well, if I have to tell you, then, you know, then it doesn't count. Again, not particularly healthy, but you can still work with that because you're looking for ways to make that difference. Now, if you find that you're trying to do this consistently over a couple of weeks and it's not working, the next step is to seek some professional help, because now you've got a situation there where you have problems to work through, but you're adopting, both of you are adopting unhealthy patterns. She's putting herself in this, you know, mom position where you have to be constantly tested and found wanting, and you're in this child position where you just keep trying to, you know, circle around and say, am I done now? Am I good now? Am I a good boy now? And that really stinks on both sides. And in order to break out of that dynamic, if these suggestions aren't enough to get you over the hill, you're going to need to seek some professional help, and it should come from you. And even if she doesn't want to join you at first, you start. And work with a good marriage, faithful marriage and family therapist who can start giving you advice on how you can kind of clear this hurdle, and keep inviting her to be part of that process. We talk more about this in our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. That's How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out, Mike. Have a blessed day, everybody.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.